Ladies and gentlemen, I've often said that you can print more money, but you can't print more food. You can paper over debts and economic problems, but in the face of a real food shortage or a supply chain breakdown like the one we're enjoying now, well, you can't just print more food to solve the problems of hunger. Well, it turns out, welcome to the future. Times are changing. KFC has announced this week its Restaurant of the Future, where they'll be using a new kind of 3D protein printing technology to create their chicken nuggets. Now, this is awfully similar to the story I mentioned a few weeks ago from an Israeli startup that is using a 3D printer technology-like thing to create combinations of proteins and fats, and then calling them steak, fake steak, clean meat, fake steak. But there's more that's going on here than just 3D printing meat. And so, as you can imagine, I want to talk about that. I'm Christian, and this is the Ice Age Farmer broadcast. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, KFC has now announced that it's Restaurant of the Future. And before we even get there, let's just point out that that used to be Kentucky Fried Chicken, but they had to take the word chicken out of their name, out of their brand. Just like Dairy Queen took the word dairy out of their name when they rebranded as DQ. These aren't just abbreviations, ladies and gentlemen, KFC, DQ. These are reflective of the fact that these brands, these operations are quite literally removing the old food production methods from their operations. All that was good and true about chicken and dairy is a thing of the past, and now it's dirty and tainted, and we've left that behind. And the Restaurant of the Future, as KFC is telling you to your face, is going to use 3D printed food. But before we even talk about that, let's just recap here. Because when we look at Wendy's, we've seen over the past couple years, they have increasingly moved away, same trend, they've increasingly moved away from traditional agriculture and into indoor hydroponic farms. Just this week, Wendy's announced that now all of their lettuce going forward for Canadian markets will come from indoor vertical farms like this one. Salad and sandwich lettuce for Wendy's to come from a greenhouse company in Alberta. Quote, 100% of its lettuce will now be grown indoors. That would be all of it, Bob. Why? Well, because it's going to be much more cleaner and we can get it year-round. It's more consistent. And then, of course, yeah, it's better for the environment. They always throw in that green appeal. This builds on the announcement several years ago that they'd be using greenhouse-grown hydroponic tomatoes for all of their supply chain. And this is it. This is the trend that is moving away from old agriculture, from old farmers, from old ranchers. That's a dying breed now, ladies and gentlemen. That's why they're rebranding away from that. They're moving away from the supply chain that they're actively demolishing as they use coronavirus as an excuse to shut down animal agriculture, to shut down all of these operations. But it's bigger even than that. They're not just killing off the old supply chain and creating their own new indoor ones and lab-grown ones. It is indeed, there's a sea change that's happening here. And I want to make sure that we explore this a little bit carefully tonight. From the KFC press release itself, July 16th, 2020, KFC is partnering with a Moscow-based company to create a restaurant of the future, including innovative 3D bioprinting technology to create chicken meat. Create chicken meat. I just want to be really careful in pointing out the way they're using that. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this isn't, you know, there has been a long trend of being disgusting, right? Of moving away from real food and towards these disgusting ingredients. We all have heard about the pink slime, this mechanically separated chicken. Fast food companies don't serve healthy food. That's not news. So why is this a big deal? Why is it more important that now they're announcing that this is going to be 3D printed? Because until now, ladies and gentlemen, this has all been happening behind the scenes, right? We've heard since the jungle, the stories about how the meat plants and the various aspects of the food industry were actually pretty corrupt and dirty. And, you know, there's been this undercurrent of weird stories coming out, but people have sort of ignored it, right? At least at the retail level, when you go to the store to buy something, it always says, this is good. It's clean. The government inspected it. Looks cool. It's good for you to eat. Welcome, right? We take this seriously. So the pink slime, although it was going on, was hidden behind the scenes. And you still had some reasonable, maybe it's not reasonable anymore at this point, but it's, until very recently, you still had some expectation as a consumer that what you were getting when you bought a chicken nugget had some chicken, something in it, right? Some aspect of a real animal remained in there. And that was, for the most part, kind of still true, even with pink mechanically separated slime, though they were certainly pushing the definition there. They've been testing the waters here for the first time. They've got the meat glue, the glues pieces of meat together. They've got the pink slime. But what's happening now is that this trend towards getting rid of real food and creating synthetic, lab-grown, disgusting trash is now open, right? With the pandemic, with all of these appeals to climate and pandemic safety and all the nonsense, never let a crisis go to waste. And indeed, certainly they're not with this one. So they are flipping the switch. They are popping. I really like this image. They're popping the bubble of consumers' expectations. And I've said for years now that as the crop losses in the grand solar minimum roll forward, as food becomes scarce, they will be forced to execute increasing amounts of social engineering to shape consumer expectations for what is food. And we've seen that. We've seen the introduction of Soylent, right? This is a real brand name. A completely artificially engineered meal replacement. And how do they talk about it? Well, it's plant-based. It's got everything your body needs, right? But it's chemicals synthesized, just like the chicken meat they are creating chicken meat. No, it's synthetic. It's totally fake. It has nothing to do with nature and good animal husbandry and soil practices. You know, what has created food since time immemorial, since the Garden of Eden? No, now it's man taking the place of God. That's why this is a Luciferian agenda, this transhumanist agenda to separate man from all that is good and true. And we've seen that social engineering at work over the last few years through elements like the cockroach milk being declared the protein of the future. This is more sustainable than milking cows. And of course, we've seen the billionaires have their money on the fake meat as well. But it's not just fake meat. In fact, Bill Gates was announced, and several other billionaires have been recently investing yet another round in a breast milk synthetic startup called BioMilk. Zuckerberg, other billionaires. Why? Because it's environmentally friendly. It's artificial breast milk grown in a lab so that you can feed your baby. And I don't think I can underscore any more effectively my point about this transhumanist food devised to separate humanity from its roots than this, right? Than actually replacing the breast milk that a baby is getting from its mother. There's an agenda at play here. And that agenda at play is the total replacement of all natural food, the end of animal agriculture, as they've said in their own words. And there are several other companies working. It's not just Bill Gates and BioMilk. There are several companies. Turtle Tree Labs is another one, trying to introduce cell-cultured human breast milk. And see, here's some of that marketing I was talking about. It's spectacular. It is incredibly liberating for women. No, this is disgusting. It's a transhumanist bid to come in and replace food. And it all ties together, right? We see Boris Johnson, who historically was making statements about how the nanny state was an overreach and interfered with people's rights. But now, suddenly he's had his brush with coronavirus, and that made him realize that obesity is a huge problem. In fact, they've been linking it to the pandemic, right? If you're fat, you're more likely to die of COVID. So now we need to take this more seriously. Now we need to get rid of hamburgers. You can't look at what they're doing here. Speaking of freedom sticks, you're no longer allowed to advertise junk food or unhealthy foods or certain sugar contents until after 9 p.m. Because after all, kids shouldn't see advertisements with hamburgers. They shouldn't see advertisements with alcohol or tobacco. Do you see how food, and especially real meat, will be made into a vice? Now they're free to start talking again about that meat tax, that luxury tax that they want to impose on those fatty beef cuts of yesteryear. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it all ties together. And the question at the end of the day, the question that all of this points to, beyond what is food, really, at the end of the day? This is an interesting question to ponder. But the real question that this poses is, will you eat whatever they tell you to eat? Will you suckle up to Bill Gates's synthetic teat and continue to suck off the system? Or will you say, this is disgusting, and I'm going to grow my own food, and I'm going to raise my own animals, and I'm going to produce good, nutritive food for my family. Food that will allow us to continue to function, to remain healthy with our strong immune systems, and to remain cognitively enabled and not impaired, such that we can fight the system. Because after all, as Bertrand Russell reminds us, it is the combination of diet, injections, and injunctions that will render humanity so completely useless that we are incapable of fighting off the powers that shouldn't be, the powers that are making their bid for total control right now. And as I said, who are flipping the switch from what used to be hidden as they were introducing GMO and Terminator seeds and pink slime, all of this nastiness that's been building underneath the thin veneer of consumer food products. Yeah, forget it. Now it's all off the table. And in the name of social justice and sustainability and equitable food structures, only racists eat meat. All of that's actually rolling out right now. This is a strange... They want it to be the new world, but we can't allow this to become the new normal. We need to make sure we fight for our ability to feed our families. Those are just some thoughts tonight, ladies and gentlemen, as we witness KFC really popping that bubble, lifting the veil off of what has been a sort of surreptitious to date deployment of fake synthetic foods. But now it's, so to speak, whole hog in your face, and they want to shove it down your throats. Start growing your own food, folks. Thanks for watching. We've seen now that there are, you know, immense crop failures happening in China. We were warned earlier today. I did a report about the fact that there are canned food shortages ahead due to the further supply chain disruptions. All of this is happening now before even wave two of the pandemic hits. And so if we're in shambles now, I think it's fair game to say that the situation looks pretty bleak up ahead. So please be taking steps every day to ensure you can feed your family and you won't fall into their hands. And let your neighbors and your communities know what's going on. We're all needing to step up to the plate right now and fight for our ability to continue to survive as humanity has been, and not as they want to shape us into this nasty, transhuman, genderless, thoughtless, disgusting pink slime. This is what they're going to turn you into, right? If you are what you eat. You can see it right there. Thanks for watching, folks. Be well.